Yeah, now we're doing some classes of compounds in this section as well. So the alkaloids then are naturally occurring amines, which are obtained from plants and funguses. There are more than 5,000 of these known. Some synthetic chemists work on these for pure fun, you'll see why. So cocaine then, 1% of the leaves of the cocoa plant contain cocaine. So I did the Machu Picchu trail some years back. They give you cocoa tea and cocoa leaves to chew on all over the show. And you can now see why they've been using it for years. It just gives you a little bit more so you can get across the top of the mountain. Morphine. This guy then you obtain from the opium poppy. And the functional group chemistry then in red. This is then a nitrogen with three carbon groups off it, so it's a tertiary nitrogen. Over here we've got a nitrogen with three carbons off it, so it's a tertiary nitrogen. So these sort of biomolecules often rely on the nitrogen for the functional group chemistry. Down here, nicotine obtained from tobacco leaves, again it's a nitrogen with three carbons off it. Now notice down here, in small doses it might be fine in cigarettes, but it was actually used as an insecticide for quite a while. It's quite cheap to make. And in a decent dose, it's actually really quite toxic to insects. Moving across to fully toxic, we get conine. Now, in poison hemlock, this is the active ingredient, and this is what they reckon took out Socrates way back when. So, little brew of poison hemlock, and wham, he's taken out. So, the active ingredient, simply, again, a tertiary amine in that particular alkaloid. So, there are lots of alkaloids. Lots of useful drugs are alkaloids, lots of recreational drugs are based on alkaloids. So when people talk magic mushrooms, well, it's the alkaloids and the mushrooms.